You've struggled with it for weeks, but you're finally ready to come to accept that one of your friendships is over. The details are still confusing and you're not quite sure how things fell apart, but it's clear that the friendship is no more. And when you look online for tips on how to move forward, you find that most of the breakup content is reserved for romantic relationships. And the content that does center around platonic relationships, well, the focus is on how to break up with a friend, but not so much what to do once it's finally over. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you 4 things you can do to help you begin moving beyond a friendship breakup. And let's be honest, it doesn't matter if it's been weeks or months, a bit of the heartache of losing someone so close to you might still linger. But moving forward is the key. It's just that some of us don't exactly know how to do that. So if your mind is ready to move on, but your feet don't know which steps to take to make that happen, I got you.
This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, I got you. I'm your host, Danielle Byer-Jackson, a friendship coach, speaker, and author. And when it comes to the joys, complexities, and misconceptions surrounding female friendship, I am here to help you through it.
Okay, so the first thing you want to do to begin moving forward is to determine your social media strategy. I was actually reading a research article recently out of the University of Texas, and I don't know why it hasn't been picked up by more mainstream media, because I think it's so interesting. But the research found that people who post about their breakups were less well-adjusted a year later than those who posted for shorter periods of time. And they even found that they can predict a romance breakup up to 3 months before it happens because the pronouns that users tend to use, they change. So, you know, like the balance of using I versus using we online, and you gradually fade to using I. Okay, I'm digressing. Anyway, you know my thing is using data from reputable research studies to inform the strategies that I share with you. So we have to think, what do these findings mean for our lives? What is the practical application of this study when it comes to friendship breakups? There are 2 things you need to focus on with regard to social media after a breakup, if you're trying to move forward in a healthy way. The first is you need to think about what you're posting and how often you're referring to the breakup. And not only on, you know, Instagram or TikTok, but even like forums or certain digital exchanges. How often, either explicitly or through subtle subtext, are you sharing posts related to the issue? Are you making little remarks that aren't explicitly about it, but if somebody knows the background of what's going on, they can read your subtext? Yes, you might still feel hurt. We're not saying don't acknowledge those feelings. But if we operated by our emotions and let our emotions lead our decision-making, you know, we'd be in trouble. Okay, so reclaim the reins, take back control of how often you are choosing to refer to the friendship breakup online. The second thing that this study kind of shows me is that we have to get clear on what we're consuming as well that's delaying our healing. Is it advantageous for you to block, mute, unfriend, delete? And yes, I know that each one of those choices carries certain social consequences, right? Like if you block her, then does she get angry, or does it make you look petty, or does she tell people that you're being dramatic? Or we don't know. All we know is what we can control. So if it's genuinely unhelpful to see her content because you find yourself trying to read between the lines and decode her cryptic messages, that would be a problem. Now, in my Friendship Elevated group coaching program, we go through a little assessment that shows, according to your goals and emotional tendencies, what post-breakup media strategy might suit you best. That sounds very specific, but if you've been there before, you know this is not like a ridiculous conversation. Like, to figure out how to move forward on social media and what your friendship should look like in the digital sphere is kind of a big deal. It matters. And I also want you to think about your social media algorithm. Like, are you liking and saving videos that resonate with you because they're about friendship breakups and platonic disappointments, so that your algorithm has been trained? Oh, she likes this. Let's keep feeding it to her. You know, so kind of taking that into consideration as well. The next thing you want to do after a friendship breakup is extract the good. So research shows that you are more likely to move forward from a painful breakup if you're able to identify the things about the experience that you're grateful for. And I know that's not revolutionary information, and you've heard that before, and you might be thinking like, okay, well, I'm looking for some, you know, sexier, newer tips. I understand. but you're probably hearing it so much because there are literally decades of research that confirm the benefits of practicing gratitude. It's wild. So if that's the case, I want you to pause for a second. Can you identify two or three things that you're grateful for about the experience? And none of this, you know, stuff like, well, I learned who I can and can't trust. No, genuinely. More along the lines around like what you enjoyed about the experience, or perhaps, you know, the fact that this friendship provided you refuge during a time when you really needed it, or it exposed you to new interests that you're probably going to carry on with you in your future. And it's now, you know, an inextricable part of who you are. You know, the list goes on. So think of a couple of things that you can say you appreciate about the relationship, about the experience, lessons that you extracted that you can apply moving forward. That way you're less likely to harbor resentment and not carry that into new friendships. I hope you're enjoying today's episode so far. If you've been listening to the show for a while and toying with the idea of booking a session or signing up for the coaching program, but you're not really sure it would be helpful, I want you to take a listen to this.
I work from home and I have my own business, so I'm usually pretty isolated. And I really have to put in a lot of extra effort into making new friends and keeping those friendships going. And I've gotten so much valuable information and resources and support from this program. And I would definitely recommend it to anyone who is looking to strengthen friendships. Danielle is super available during the program. She's always offering. If you want to email her, ask her questions, and the group calls are really helpful. And so you don't have to feel like you're doing it on your own or figuring it out on your own. So I just highly recommend it.
Simply put, this could be you. The clarity, the optimism, the empowerment you've been hoping to gain. So visit betterfemalefriendships.com/services so we can finally rally around you and have your back. That's betterfemalefriendships.com/services. We hope to see you over there soon. Okay, let's move on to tip number three. Prepare your PR statement. Now, this is what I mean. Some of you may have begun following along with me because you first learned of me through my PR agency. I have a PR agency. It's called Tell, T-E-L-L, Public Relations. I don't talk about it too much here because I don't want to confuse the brand. But as a publicist, I talk a lot about how to make your brand visible and how to craft your messaging, especially for the media and things like that, right? So when I'm preparing a new client on how to answer questions in an interview, we try to anticipate what might be asked because it needs to be answered in a clear, concise way that doesn't make her look like she's confused or defensive or unsure, right? How she represents herself on the issue matters. Well, in a similar fashion, when you are asked about your friendship breakup, maybe by your family or by mutual friends, I hope that you've planned your response. And I don't mean to create some plastic, inauthentic, throwaway comment, but what I've seen in private coaching sessions is women who retreat from socializing with mutual friends at all because they don't know how to navigate those inevitable questions. Or maybe you feel like you're holding it together, but then when somebody asks you about that breakup, you kind of start to unravel and look, you know, out of control and confused and broke down, you know? And because you don't know how to face that questioning, you're avoiding certain social interactions altogether. But people want to know, why don't y'all talk anymore and what's going on? And you don't want to rehash those details. So how do you respond in a way that's authentic and it's clear and you avoid going down a messy rabbit hole? I'll tell you this. It's been a while since I created a free download, but I really want to help you out here, both as a coach and a publicist, honestly. So I'm your friendship publicist. I've created a list of 10 responses for you to use confidently when you are asked about a friendship breakup. Because I don't want you hiding away from social opportunities or fumbling over yourself. You can download it right now at betterfemalefriendships.com and adopt them to fit your style and situation. If you are a member of our Friend Forward group chat, I have posted a list of 15 responses for you in our app. But for everyone else, you can download them for free right now at the website. And that's just how you can figure out a way to move forward. And tell me how it works for you. You can DM me anytime on Instagram at Danielle Byer Jackson, because I want to know that the resources are actually helpful. And the fourth thing you want to do to begin moving forward is change your environment. Depending on how deeply integrated your friend was into your life, especially the social fabric of your life, you might find that you are constantly reminded of her absence everywhere you turn. But it's probably because you're still watching the same shows, going to the same places, hanging out with the same people, doing the same routine. And if that's the case, you're doing and involved in the same things you were when she was in your life, it probably does highlight her absence even more. So ask yourself, is it possible for you to start engaging in and pursuing certain hobbies you've been curious about that you kind of put on hold because you kind of got into a routine with your friend? Or can you kind of switch up the things that you do and find a way to physically position yourself in such a way that you can invite new connections into your life? Because it just helps you to kind of maybe expedite the process a little bit when you are, I don't want to necessarily say distracted, but just repositioned to invite new connections into your life, to view life in a new perspective instead of constantly being reminded of her absence by living the same life that you were before. Just something to consider. So as your new official friendship coach, here's your homework. Listen closely. I want you to close your eyes and envision yourself on the other side of this experience. Who do you want to be? How are you living more freely with a little less heartache? Who are you now spending time with? What are you doing? How are you spending your days? Sit with that. See what comes up. Now, come back to the present. What behaviors and routines are you engaging with now that are preventing that vision from coming to a reality? What are you doing, maybe even subconsciously, that is delaying you from achieving that kind of liberation and clarity? Because we've got to alter it. It's time. So that's something to think about. I hope it puts you on the right path and helps you to have some tangible ways to start moving forward from a separation that is painful, right? That's really painful. I know it is, but maybe that can start to get you through. And as you move through that and you do the inner work that you need to do to get it going, you know that I'll be right here rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.